Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First today, in a highly professional daylight raid, four balaclava-clad thieves pulled up outside the Louvre on a road along the Seine in Paris. A short time later, they emerged and made off on motorbikes with eight pieces of jewellery, including a tiara and earrings worn by Napoleon's wife. As French police hunt the thieves, questions are being asked about how they did it and who would be in the market for those priceless items. Richard Gaisford is chief correspondent with Good Morning Britain on ITV, and he is outside the Louvre this morning. Richard, thank you for being with us this morning. Can you describe what's happening there?
Well, there's lots of confused tourists, Claire, because they had thought the museum would open again this morning. Remember, this is the most visited museum in the world. Nearly 9 million people come here every year. So many of them had got in yesterday, only to be immediately thrown out as the building was evacuated as the raid happened. And this morning they started queuing very early, hoping to get back in again. And it just hasn't happened. No one's entirely sure why. I was speaking with the press officers for the museum. They seem to be a little confused about the whole situation. But having its visitors locked out after the most audacious raid yesterday, as I look up, I can see the windows that they went in through, having parked that van with a mechanical ladder on the back of it. And really, to think that they did that in broad daylight and four men in 7 minutes, it's quite incredible.
It is, and audacious is exactly the right word you used to describe it. You might just, Richard, talk us through what we know about what happened yesterday.
So 9:30 yesterday morning, the museum had just opened. There is building work going on along the stretch of the museum that faces the River Seine, where I'm walking now. I think perhaps that gave this gang a little cover to put this mechanical ladder into place. They went up the ladder, used chainsaws and angle to take part of the window, went through the window, then into the Apollo Gallery, where the two delay cases with those airliners.
Richard, we're having problems with your line. It's just dipping in and out, unfortunately. We might just try and fix.
Can you hear?
Yeah, is that?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that might be a little bit better, actually, Richard. If you can,
I'm going to stand absolutely still for you, Claire.
Great idea.
I'm not sure what you got with that story, but they managed to get into the Apollo Gallery using these chainsaws and the angle grinders. Then managed to cut into these two display cases that, in effect, was holding France's crown jewels. And made a grab for what can only be described as diamond, emerald and other gem festooned pieces, including the necklaces, the tiaras you mentioned, the earrings as well, and then made their escape. But in doing so, dropped this crown that had belonged to the Empress Eugenie. And that crown, again, covered in diamonds and emeralds, but thankfully found and recovered, although we're told it was broken. They managed to get away on scooters. The police are now tracking that departure route along the Seine where I'm standing right now, trying to see if they can lead them to anything. It's said that they even tried to set fire to the vehicle in which that ladder was mounted. It's the kind of ladder that Parisians use to get their heavy equipment, you know, and sofas and washing machines and things up into apartments where there are very tight stairwells. It had been placed on the outside of the building. Apparently, the staff managed to stop that from happening. They didn't manage to stop the armed gang, though. It's understood that they felt threatened by the men who were wielding the angle grinders.
OK, so and just inside the gallery then, where these items were on display, there were tourists milling around in there at the time when these men came in through the window.
It's quite a long way into the museum. I'm not entirely sure just how many members of the public had managed to get inside, but certainly there were security staff there, and it said that they felt threatened by these gang, unable to do anything. They raised the alarm, the alarms were. But it was all over so very, very quickly. They had obviously worked what they wanted, the route they were going to use. Confusion. And that's how they managed to make their escape. Now, what happens to these jewels next is really the big question. You know, have they been stolen to order by a private collector who will keep them hidden, knowing she has them? No one else can see them or know. It's more likely, as diamond experts are saying, these are likely to be broken down, these pieces, these historic pieces, priceless, we're told, and all of the components effectively reused or sold on.
OK, well, we have an expert with us now. Richard, thank you so much for joining us from Paris. Art detective Arthur Brand is on the line. Arthur, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So Richard was just explaining to us there that the expectation is now that these stunning, priceless pieces will be broken down in order to be sold. Is that what you expect will happen?
Yes, that will be the case because, you know, these objects are so well known. Everybody knows them. They are now all over the world in all newspapers. So nobody will touch them. It's too hard. If you get caught, you go to prison. You cannot show them to your friends. You cannot leave them to your children. So nobody will touch them. So the only way out of this for these guys, and that's probably their plan, is to melt down the gold and silver, which is in these objects, and take away the diamonds and try to sell them separately. Maybe they will cut them down a little bit to make them smaller. Because these diamonds, if you sell them separately, it's very hard to prove that they came from this theft.
And you will, of course, have seen in the past jewellery heists happening over the years, other art thefts happening. How does this one compare?
Well, this is the heist of the decade. The Louvre, the most famous museum in the world, and then they get away with the French crown jewels related to Napoleon. So this is right up there in this decade, and it's like a movie, you know. And what can we say? They managed to get in and out the Louvre in 4 minutes. So it was, for the moment, the perfect robbery.
I've been looking at photographs of these pieces over the course of the morning. You described them as France's crown jewels. How important or significant are these pieces?
They are very important. They are related to Napoleon, his wife, his successors, their wives. You know, they have their own room in the Louvre. So these pieces are national French treasures, national heritage. But I would even go farther. These pieces belong to all humans, you know, to the whole world. And stealing these pieces is one thing, but dismantling them, cutting them down, you know, that would be horrible. If they steal it and we get them back, that's fine. But in this case, we have to fear that we will never see them back in one piece.
And Arthur, what do you think the chances are now of getting them back?
Well, the thieves will get caught. The French police is quite good at this. And, you know, the Secret Service is probably involved. It's such a big case. So the thieves will get caught. They will watch the security footage, not only from yesterday, but also from the weeks before, because these people already went to the museum to look, how can we do it, stuff like that. And the thieves will get caught. But how many time will they need to dismantle these diamonds and try to sell them separately? So what you see in many of these cases, thieves get caught, but the loot remains lost.
We described this loot as priceless earlier. Is it possible to put a price on it once it's all broken down?
Well, you know, the price is, these pieces are priceless. It's historical treasures. But if you dismantle them and you sell these diamonds separately, we are talking here about millions, most likely, probably more than 10 million.
Mm-hmm. And you said earlier that once it's broken down, it's very difficult to prove that this is where they came from, that they came from the French crown jewels. So the provenance of any individual diamond is difficult to assess, is it?
Exactly. It's very hard. You know, there are so many diamonds, and we know the objects. They have been photographed, but not each diamond is really examined, you know. They probably will go to Antwerp, Belgium, or somewhere in England, or maybe in France. And there is always somebody who unknowingly buys these pieces, not knowing that they origin from this theft. But sometimes there are also people in this field, and you know, they look the other way. They think, "Well, I know where this diamond comes from, but I can get away with it by selling it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this heist was obviously meticulously planned, as you have mentioned earlier. I mean, would you expect that even now, as we sit here, what is it, just 24 hours on from this happening, that these items will have been broken down already? Do you think that they're still in France?
I think they are still in France and they are still intact. What you see normally is that people who do these kind of heists lay down for 1 or 2 weeks. They don't want to attract attention. So I think we have like 1, 2, 3 weeks to get the thieves and the objects.
So the clock is very much ticking, Arthur.
It's a race against time.
Thank you so much for being with us. That's Arthur Brand, who is an art detective. Coming up later on, integration by 2027. We're going to look at the challenges facing the GAA merger plan. Next, though, we look ahead to the final week of the presidential campaign.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.